Space garbage. It's kind of a problem. Also, people can't always agree on what is space garbage.
One person's piece of junk is another person's treasure.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm John Gordon, filling in for Molly Wood. There's a lot of stuff up in space right now. And there's going to be a lot more, too, as countries and private companies send more satellites into low Earth orbit for everything from GPS to helping forecast the weather. Just last week, SpaceX got conditional approval from the FCC to launch more than 4,000 new satellites. Those satellites would deliver faster internet to underserved areas around the world. But as more satellites go up into space and don't come back down, there's also a lot more space junk because satellites don't keep working forever. Marcia Smith is editor at spacepolicyonline.com.
So there are more and more satellites going up. Now, by and large, people are very responsible with their satellites these days. And so they're designed with a finite lifetime that they'll be deorbited when they're no longer usable. But there's a lot of stuff up there already that wasn't designed in those days. And when you see some of these companies like SpaceX, and so they have a constellation that ultimately could be as many as 12,000 satellites, and OneWeb has constellations of 900 satellites, people do have to raise questions about space traffic management. Right now, there is no such organization that manages it the way there is air traffic control, but there are a lot of people talking about the need for that sometime in the future.
Is space junk an issue that we should care about?
Well, to the extent that anybody is reliant on space services, and most of us are, whether it's for communications in one form or another, or for using GPS satellites, although they're in an orbit right now, which isn't all that crowded with debris, we all rely on space services just about anywhere you are on the globe.
We had an example recently where an electric car was shot into space. Are there any controls over what folks can put into space?
In the United States, if you're a private sector entity, you need to get a license from the FAA in order to launch something into space or to bring it back. And so SpaceX did need to get a license to launch the Tesla.
In the U.S., should we be looking to NASA for leadership on this?
Well, NASA is not a regulatory agency. You'd probably be looking at some agency that does regulation. So a lot of people think of the FAA. The FAA right now regulates launches and reentries, and some people see it as a natural place to do this kind of space traffic management someday. Right now, the Air Force does what's called space situational awareness. They're tracking things in an orbit, but they can't require anybody to move it if it's going to be in somebody's way, and that has a whole lot of technical challenges with it as well.
Is it theoretically possible to actually clean up space to gather the junk in some way and bring it back down or at least contain it?
Well, there are very creative people who have come up with ways to deal with space junk. But there's the technical challenge of how do you do it, but then there's the economic challenge. How do you make it cost effective to do that? And then there are some very interesting policy questions as to, you know, what is junk? One person's piece of junk is another person's treasure.
Can you give me an example of something that one group might think of as space junk, but someone else would be pretty angry to see taken out of space because it was called space junk?
Well, I think any inactive satellite could be called junk, but sometimes satellites are inactive because the owner of it simply isn't using it anymore. It's not that they couldn't use it if they wanted to. Sometimes you'll have a satellite that's pretty old, and you put up a new one, so you don't need to use the old one, but you're sort of keeping it in reserve. But somebody else might consider that junk because you're not actively using it.
Marcia Smith is editor at spacepolicyonline.com. By the way, that SpaceX plan to launch thousands of internet-delivering satellites, the FCC is requiring the company to provide an updated debris mitigation plan as a condition of its approval. I'm John Gordon, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, it's Molly Wood here. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And with your support, we'll keep doing more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.